Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Bike Time. My name is Terry Duke, and today's show will be called Let's Connect, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad to be back, ladies and gentlemen. I was all gone for a week. I went down to Florida to see my nephew play football. I'll thank you everything about that. My little trip to get away to go down to Florida, down to Jacksonville. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the NFL draft. I'm going to say, people between the NFL and the city of Detroit have done a phenomenal job of having that draft party yet. Unbelievable. 275,000 people. We'll get into all that. NBA playoffs. There's going to be somebody going home for vacation early. What else? NHL. I'm not that good in the NHL, but we'll talk about the game. Some of them are going to get, teams are going to get swept. And any other thing we can think of? So come on back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's have a great show, and I'm glad to be back. Live your funk, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, live your funk. We are back and better than ever, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to say it's great to be back on the air. I took a time off and took a trip down to Jacksonville, like I said, to go see my nephew play football. He is now a professional football player in the indoor arena football league. So they were playing the Jacksonville Sharks, and they won 61-35 in Jacksonville. It was significant because I have a brother that lives down in Jacksonville. So me and my lady, we flew down there and we had a good time, cooked out, went swimming. It was 94 degrees in Jacksonville and we're northern Florida, right? Where I was. It was a short trip. It was fun to go see everybody. I got to see my nephews, my nieces. They're going to be parents. What else? I got to see the grandkids. They were cute. We were swimming with them. What else? Cooked out in the backyard with my brother. Got to see his new dog. He is a red-nosed pit bull by the name of Einstein. He weighs 80 pounds. So it was fun. To the game itself, comical. The people in Jacksonville are different compared to us New Yorkers or people here in D.C., but I love how they had the vibe of people interacting with the MCs, announcers, and everything. They were throwing T-shirts. The dancers are up there. It was fun. People interacting with the host. I thought it was a great atmosphere, even though my nephew's team, they won 61-35. So you know what? It was a long flight for them, but they won. And Strong J. That's all I can say, ladies and gentlemen. They are undefeated, ladies and gentlemen, as we speak. The Las Vegas Nighthawks. Okay, that's great. So today's show, like I said, let's connect. We're going to talk about the sub-200 routers that are on the market. And I picked out a few of them that I thought they kind of stood out. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know where you live, but I live in a townhouse. And the disparity of connection is really bad in some places. Like, I'm in upstairs in one of the bedrooms, right? And I convert into an office. But the connection in here is horrible. It drops off. I wouldn't be surprised if we got dropped off. So I went out and bought a Netgear router, an extender. And I'm still having problems. You go downstairs in the basement, you figure basement would be horrible, but no, it's got the best signal in there. Even though the cable rod I have is downstairs, but the extender extends all the way down to the basement, to the garage, and even outside. For some odd reason, in this front portion of the house, it drops a signal, which is pitiful. And I'm upstairs. The bedroom, which is on the other side of the house, I get a great signal. So I don't know. I might have to get the extender works, but for some reason, it's just in this. I talk to people that live in the complex, and they have the same issue too. In this front part, I don't know what it is. Is this something directly blocking the signals? I don't know what it is, but the rest of the house is fine. So that's an issue. And I'm over 2,000 square feet. So depending on where you live, your dwelling, if you have a condo, like myself, a townhouse, or you have a very large house that ranges up to, I'll say from 1,500 to 3,000 square feet, these routers will work perfectly with your computers, your laptop computers, your tablets, your watches, even peripherals such as, ladies and gentlemen, if you're using sound bars and stuff like that, that makes a big difference. Or you're connecting from, it doesn't matter. You want to have a connection. Okay? So say, for instance, like I'm going to talk about the first, before we go any further, I just want to say that the NBA playoffs, the officiating has been horrible. Embiid should have been thrown out of the game. He almost took out a guy's leg. Okay? That's pitiful. So I'm going to get to that in a minute. The officiating has been horrible. But for right now, everybody wants the Lakers. The Lakers are not that good. Okay? LeBron James, you need to stop. You can break records, whatever you want. You're not that good. Call it a day. Okay? Denver is a much better team. They play as a team. Lakers play as two individuals. Davis, okay, and LeBron James. That's it. They'll score 60, 70 points between them. The rest of the team, they don't do anything. That's why you're getting swept by Denver. Denver plays as a team. Jokic, what's his name? Let me get his name right. I always get his name. He's from Canada. Let me get him right, people. Let's get the names right. We're going to get it right. Players. Roster. Here we go. Okay, so you have Christian Braun. He's 6 foot six. Powerful guy out of Kansas. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Lakers didn't want him. He didn't want to play with LeBron James. Or he end up Denver. And they're possibly going to win the title again. Aaron Gordon. Not much of a jump shooter, but he can dunk. He could jump, get rebounds. Guess what? He had 15 rebounds the other day. Jokic had 16. Okay? Then you have, like I said, Jokic. It's Jamal. Where's Jamal at? Good thing I have this over here. where is Jamal at? Jamal Murray. He'll get you 20. And he's a good distributor. He's a big point guard, 6'4". He can handle. He can shoot. Kid can play. They play collectively as a team, not two individuals. That's the problem with the Lakers. They'll never have a team like the 80s they had with Kareem, Magic, Michael Cooper, Byron Scott, Bob McAdoo, A.C. Green, Michael Thompson. They'll never have a team like that ever again. They might as well stop. Kobe won some titles with Shaq, but Shaq got lazy. Kobe kept it going. LeBron James is not going to win anymore. Plain and simple. That's it. But Kevin Durant, now that team was a joke from the door. Okay? Number one, you got two shooting guards. Who's going to be the distributor? Who's going to be the point guard? You don't have a point guard. There's your problem right there. Okay? Your team is a mess. You always have to have a distributor on your team. Phoenix did not have it, and they're going to lose. Minnesota's going to win that series. They're smoking them. They're going to shut them out. So that's going to be early. Boston, I'm very surprised at Boston. I still think Boston can take Miami, even though Miami's got that grit in them. I'm really positive about them. So who else? The Knicks. Knicks are going to win. That's my team, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to know. I'm keeping it real. That's my team, okay? I don't give a damn. They're going to win in Philly today, tomorrow. Mark my words, okay? Anybody else to leave out? I think Doc Rivers needs to be, he needs to go back on TV. Your coaching days are over. Quit it. Stop it. You're not getting that fire back anymore. You ruined the Milwaukee Bucks, okay? Adrian Griffin was doing a good job. Ownership got mad and people started crying like little girls and ran the bum, ran the mommy, ran the daddy. Big crybabies. And look at y'all, you're a mess. You're going to get losing the first round again this year. All right, so that's my rant. Now, I said I would talk about NHL hockey. I'm going to tell you I'm not that good, but I'm going to go to it real quick. I think the New York Rangers are going to win that series against the Capitals. Done. Hurricanes are going to win, beat the Islanders. Sorry, by Long Island, you're not going to win. Dallas Stars and Vegas Knights. I'll go to Vegas Knights. I don't know what I'm talking about, but we got Winnipeg versus Colorado. I think Colorado is winning the series. I mean, Winnipeg is winning that series. Vancouver and Nashville, don't know. Because I'm not a hockey aficionado. Edmonton is winning this series against the Kings. And that's it. So, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into the show. So, like I said, routers have tremendously changed over the years because their new devices are coming on the market and you want their compatibility to work with your devices, okay? So the first one we'll go with, which has been rated really, really high, the TP-Link from out of China. The TP-Link 8X3000 Wi-Fi router, Wi-Fi 6. You got multi-gigaband, gigabit wireless router, okay? 1.5 gigabits ports, so it's gigabits per second. That's a lot of data that's circulating through those routers. Okay, it's got a it's also a VPN, so you can do a VPN on there. It has a OFDMA. I don't know what that is. I had to look it up. It's orthogonal frequency division multiple access. It's a technology, and Wi-Fi 6 improves wireless network performance by establishing independently modulating subcarriers with frequencies. This approach allows simultaneous transmission to and from multiple clients. Unbelievable. So what the clients are talking about could be your laptop, could be your watch, okay, could be tablet, whatever peripheral you have. This is what they're saying. It's coming in and out, in and out. Data's going in and out, in and out. So you need that. To USB, WPA format, compatible with Lexus. The price on this TP-Link router is $139.99. So we're going to stay within the $200 range, ladies and gentlemen, because we want to stay in that range. And you don't really need the $500 routers unless you have a big house. You're running servers. You're running multiple offices. You need to communicate with people in your house or whatever. If you got a small business, I could say spending that money. Okay? But if you're just a Jopo like me in home, not doing anything crazy, few data, few work, like I'm doing this podcast, you need the routers. Okay, you need that power, so you need that compatibility. So the TP-Link AX3000, all the wireless formats, 802.11n, 11ax, 11b, 11g, 802.11ac. So it goes through all of the formats for wireless routing, for communication. Compatible devices, computers. Okay. And they're recommended for home use and gaming. So if you're a big time gamer on your laptop, this will work perfect with your router. Okay. It comes with the cable, Wi-Fi router, a quick installation guide, and it's Wi-Fi, USB, Ethernet. So I'm going to give you a few specs on here on the router. It's saying that you could reach up to speeds to 2,400 megabits per second at 5 gigahertz and 574 megabytes at 2.4 gigahertz. Now, I'm going to say this much. 2,400 megabytes, that's a lot of data. But you're not going to be pushing that much data at home. Maybe a gig, I'll say. That's really good. And you're also able to use, now here they go again, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about this 8K video. Once again, nothing's transmitted in 8K. So you need to stop lying. That's a lie. You know, we don't have 8K video. We have 4K. Definitely have 4K video. And lag-free online gaming. You can't beat that. Okay. What else are they saying here? It has VPN. So say, for instance, you know, I have, say, for instance, you want to use VPN. This is compatible. This router is compatible with VPN. That's fantastic. Because you know a VPN, you're going to hit servers over in Eastern Europe, in those countries out there. So you'll log in, like say if you have protection, you want to log into a VPN, you're going to hit different servers, or mostly in Eastern Europe. And this router will work with that. So that's really, really good. Okay. Next thing that's real important, you have to make sure that it's compatible with your cable company. So they're saying here that compatible with Comcast, Charter, AT&T, Verizon, Xfinity, Spectrum, RCN, Cox, CenturyLink, Frontier, and Starlink. All right. So what they're saying is it works basically with all the okay, and it's compatible with your routers. So I'm happy about. Okay. Hey, gentlemen, just came on. Not heavy. I'm your brother. Thank you for coming on, sir. I appreciate you. Appreciate you. Thank you all. I really appreciate it. I've been away for a week, and it seems like it's a long time, but I really do appreciate it. Really do. I really do appreciate it. What else? Okay, let's get into this real quick. Hold on a second. Okay, cool. All right, so let's go to the next router. Okay, so I have a Netgear router. Okay, I'm going to tell you, I'm always talking about all this other stuff that I'm recommending. I have a Netgear router. It's a Netgear dual band Wi-Fi, the mesh extender. That's what I have. It's 1.6 gigabits per second. It's nothing. I needed it because I was really dropping signal, like I said, in my house really bad. So I did have a previous extender. It was getting old, and I talked to Verizon, and they sent me this giant router. I go, what the hell am I going to do with this thing? He goes, oh, there's nothing, man. Like, oh, you have no problems at all. And it was going to be in my basement in the closet, right? And I go, where in the hell am I going to put this at? He goes, all you need to do is go buy a table at one of the stores and put it there and just plug it right in. I'm saying, you got to be kidding me. So what I did was I packed that router and sent it right back to Verizon. There was no way I was going to use that router. Oh, I work everywhere in your house. You're not going to have drop signal whatsoever. And I was not going to keep that router. So I have the Netgear, which works good. Like I tell you, in the front of my house, in the spare bedroom, that's where the signals I'm having problems at. But other than that, the extender works like a charm, ladies and gentlemen. I really do. Thank you for coming on. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. I really do. Thank you all. Thank you all for coming on. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate you. Appreciate you all. All right. So the next router we're going to talk about here is the Nighthawk. Now, Nighthawks have been around for a minute, and they are good, but just sometimes they get really expensive. This one is a Nighthawk 6-Stream AX5400 Wi-Fi router. It can go up to 5.4 gigabits per second, all right? And it covers up to 2,500 square feet in your house. So, depending on your money situation, ladies and gentlemen, this one is only running $169, okay? And you, to me, this would be more like if you have a house that's a wide open setting, okay? And you needed something like this, okay? It has internet security on here, remote access, and has parental control. That's a really good feature that's in this router, and it's compatible with your laptop, gaming, and smartphones. So it's really, really works good. And the recommended uses for home and gaming. So if you're a gamer and you need that, because you know, gaming, you use a lot of data. Okay, you use a lot of memory. Okay, so you're pushing a lot of data that you're running through your, you know, your laptop, desktop, whatever you have in your gaming. Okay, so you run a high performance, so you need something that can work, so you don't have latency in there. Okay, so on this particular laptop, you can connect up to 25 devices. That's really good. Okay, it says connect to existing cable modem, replaces your Wi-Fi router. Compatible with internet service provider up to 1 gig, okay, including satellite, cable, fiber, and DSL. I don't know if anybody has DSL anymore. That's just me. You have a 1-year warranty with this with the router, ladies and gentlemen. I want to just specify, and please check with your cable companies, okay. I had a router in my apartment before, and I had to give them the MAC address to the router before I could put it on the network. I don't know how it's changed a little bit, because I'm able to, the extent I have, I didn't have to go through, but if I had like a really high-end router, I would have to contact my cable company, because they have intrusion detections. They could see a router or something interfering. So just to be on the safe side, ladies and gentlemen, just letting you know from my experience, contact your cable provider and let them know, whoever it is, that, hey, I'm adding this router onto them. And they'll ask you, hey, do you have, sometimes they might ask you, and they'll say, sometimes they'll say, go right ahead. But just to be on the safe side. And if they ask for the MAC address, just give it to them and you'll have no problem. Okay? Cool, cool. All right, that's fine. Next is the Eero mesh routers 3-pack Wi-Fi 5, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Amazon product, and everybody I've talked to, they love these routers. Jeff Bezos is a brain, okay, smart guy. It is what it is, okay. This is only 3-pack, ladies and gentlemen. Covers up to 5,000 square feet. And it's expandable with other arrows. And also does, it says 2 auto sensing gigabyte ports for WAN. So you're upstreaming and LAN. Downstreaming. That's fantastic. That's unbelievable. Okay. All right. It says true mesh technology. Reduces congestion and buffering, which is really important. You want to be working on something or listen to music or watching a video and think it's buffering. This is now everything is not 100%, ladies and gentlemen. This is to prevent less buffering. Nothing's guaranteed here. Okay. 700 megahertz quad core processor. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, you could get funky with this thing here. Okay. Also has parameter content control. It updates your router security and performance update. That's fantastic. And what it comes with is it comes with the routers, with the two extenders, three power adapters, 3 foot Ethernet cable, which is not very long. I'd recommend getting a small, a bigger, longer one just to be on the safe side, ladies and gentlemen. And a welcome card. Okay. Like they're saying here, it can cover from 1,500 to 5,000 square feet. You can't go wrong. I've been hearing really good things about the Aero's, routers that they have. Every time I look at it online, I look at the reviews, and they're just saying fantastic. Now, I did not know that Qualcomm, we talked about Qualcomm, how they're putting processors in all our PCs, even our headsets, our ANCs, their processors are built by Qualcomm, okay? Snapdragon processors, they're in your cameras now, okay? Qualcomm has got a chipset built into the Aeros, so that's why they're so good. They're a little pricey. Now, on this one, is only, let me get a price on it, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm going to tell you, oh, Mr. Toot lied. Price on this $169.99, okay? So, very, very good set of routers, ladies and gentlemen. I've heard a lot of good things about that. I might buy one next. They're saying if you want more information, go to Tom's Guide. I use Tom's Guide a lot, and they're just as good, if not better, than CNET. They do tests. They have testers, reviewers that do testing on all these routers, computers, and everything. They have a lab where they do this. So this is fantastic the way they go about this. Okay. Cool. All right. Next one. Next router. Do I have? Oh, we got time. Okay. The next router is the Linksys. I used to have a Linksys router. That was my first one I ever bought for my apartment. Worked like a charm. No complaint. So this one's the Linksys Atlas 6. Wi-Fi 6 router AX3000 dual band. This is also mesh like the Aeros was. Next level gaming on here, not the latency. You're always going to have some kind of latency, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to have it as bad prior to owning some of these routers because, like I said, 700 hertz processors that are built in here. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? You got Qualcomm chipsets in here. If you're a gamer, any of these wireless routers I'm talking about, I would recommend them. They're not that expensive, ladies and gentlemen, and they're very easy. A dummy like me got mine together, okay? If you have multiple devices, you got a house with people, and my computer's moving slow. My tablet's moving slow. Why the hell is this happening? Get a router, people. It makes a big difference. I'm telling you the truth. All right. The Linksys Atlas 6 router, dual band, mesh, okay? Can't go wrong. Like Linksys makes really good routers also. I recommend them too. I use that one, okay? They have tested this one also. It says this is a future-ready Wi-Fi that grows. It adds nodes, okay? To expand coverage for strong connections for more devices. So say, for instance, I got a couple of tablets. Boom. It's going to add a node on there. Hey, I got a couple of laptops. Boom. There go a couple more nodes. This is what it's doing, ladies and gentlemen, when you add something on. Okay. What else? It comes with the... I said they made tests on this and 25 world tests in the Linksys test lab. So that's pretty good. They actually are telling you that they did this. 3-year warranty on your router, on this router, and 24/7 tech support, which is real important. Says here it sends Wi-Fi 6. You send multiple streams of data, 4 times more Wi-Fi capacity to handle more gaming and smart home devices, which is really important also. Once again, Qualcomm has chipset is built into these Linksys routers. These guys are brilliant. These guys are brilliant. I talked about them in a prior show, ladies and gentlemen. Look them up. They're really good. The price on this router, Linksys router, is $139.140, ladies and gentlemen. All right. You can't go wrong. I'm recommend, ladies and gentlemen, if you, like I said, if you're having drop off, buffering, stuff like that, I would get a router. Go for it. You don't have to be a fancy one. You can get even an extender like I did. You can't go wrong. Okay. Our final router for today is also ASUS. This is the AX3000 Ultra Fast Dual Band Gigabit Wireless Router. Next generation Wi-Fi 6 adaptive AI protection by Trend Micro. Trend Micro does the software protection. I mean computer protection. All right. This is one. What else has got here? It says AI mesh compatible. The price on this, ladies and gentlemen, on this particular router for you all is $114.99. Can't go wrong. All the wireless formats we talked about earlier, they're all here. 802. I'm not going to go through them all, but you know what they are. Compatible devices, gaming devices, personal computers, tablets, smart TVs, and smartphones. So let me get into the smart TVs. Yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, your computer has chipsets in it now, too. It has a brain. Okay? It functions like a computer now. So, with that being said, I don't use my TV that much for that type of thing. But smart TVs, you gotta turn the feature on. I don't do that with mine. I think it's a little bit too evasive. But the frequency runs on 5 gigahertz, which is plenty, ladies and gentlemen, for $115 router. Perfect. Maximum range on this is 3,000 square feet. So that's quite a bit of room. If you got a 3,000 square foot house, is what they're saying, max, this will work out. Okay. Same as all the other ones. They're compatible with the OFDMI technology, 160 gigahertz of bandwidth. Total speed to 3,000. You're not going to get up that high, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to get 3,000 megabits per second. There's no way. But they're telling you what's the maximum amount of data you could get on here. Okay? And that on the range. Like I was saying, you're not going to get 3,000. You don't believe that. And don't believe the 8K either. 575 megabits per second on 2.4 gigahertz. I can go with that. Most definitely, I could do that. And then 2,402 gigahertz on the five gigahertz band. So I'm gonna read a review that I picked up on the router. This is what they're saying: it's an excellent router that offers fast and reliable wireless speeds, advanced features, easy setup and configuration. It's a great choice for anyone who needs a powerful, reliable router for the home and small office. This is what they're telling you, ladies and gentlemen. So, but yes, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be the show for today. I want to thank F Your Gift, and I'm not heavy. I'm your brother. I just want to say thank you all for coming back. I'm coming on today. I really appreciate it. And you know what? Let me give you guys a round of applause. Come on, I was one for a week. Let me tell you. Oh, before I go, ladies and gentlemen, please. The government just announced recently that if your airline delays you or whatever, you're supposed to be compensated. Now, I'm going to tell you about my flight down to Jacksonville. From BWI to Charlotte, North Carolina, I was fine. I'm on the plane. I get a text from American Airlines. You're going to hear the beef. Oh, your plane's been delayed until 1:06. Run it by me again. Oh, your plane's going to be delayed another 5 more minutes. Then, oh, your plane's not leaving until 1:45 Saturday morning. I said, oh, hell no. I don't know. I've only flown into Charlotte, North Carolina one time, okay? American Airlines must have issues because not only did they have one customer service booth there, they had two. The line I was in, there must have been 40, 50 people. The other line, the other booth they had, okay, this is almost midnight, ladies and gentlemen, 70 to 80 people in line, okay? Let me tell you this real quick. So get up there. I'm like, listen, come on, man. You guys got to help me here. If you can't get me home, can't get me to Jacksonville, I need to go back to Baltimore. I said, okay. So the guy goes, yeah, I got flights for tomorrow. So you can't put us in a hotel? No, because you want your plane's just delayed. I said, what am I going to do? I know nothing about Charlotte, North Carolina. So, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. So, I said, I want to go back. I want to go back home. They said, we got a flight, but it's not leaving until Saturday at 6 o'clock. What the hell am I going to do? So, he's going through the computer and everything. And all of a sudden, he goes, oh, we have a flight that's leaving at 11:50. So I'm saying, okay, cool. So I put in the computer that my lady has a bad knee. She needs help. She needs a sky captain. So we got on to Baltimore to come and die. They let us go ahead and blah, blah, blah. I get to Charlotte, North Carolina after we huffed and puffed. There's not a sky captain to be found in Charlotte, North Carolina at 11:45 in the evening. So I had one bag. We have all our clothes in one bag. So my shoulder's getting busted up. I had a carry bag. She's moving fast as she possibly can. And then we just got to the plane in time. It was 11:50 flight. But before I left that booth, I let the people know, listen, we're supposed to come back here. We're supposed to come leave Jacksonville Sunday at 2 o'clock. I told them, I don't trust you guys. You're going to have to put us on an earlier flight. Or else give us some money. So the guy said, listen, I got a flight leaving Saturday morning at 9. You'll be in Baltimore by 1 o'clock. Fine. Flight to Jacksonville, Charlotte, North Carolina. Okay. I get another text. Mr. Toot, your flight is going to be delayed. But this time it worked out because because our flight, we only had 20 minutes to catch the connecting flight. But because there was a delay, it worked out. And this time, there was a sky captain helped my lady out, and we were able to get to the our airline. Then I got an email from the VP of customer service. They won't talk to you. Hell no. They will not talk to you. Send an email. So I sent this long email with the times and everything on there. Did I get a response back? No. So everybody, anybody, do not fly American Airlines unless you're getting a direct flight. Do not fly them. Do not fly them with a connection in Charlotte, North Carolina. You'll regret it. So so that's my spouting and beefing for that, ladies and gentlemen. But we're going to end the show, ladies and gentlemen, with some music from Mr. Isaac Hayes, a theme from Shaft. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say thank you again. It's great to be back and talking and hearing everybody. And like I said, I want to say thank you to everybody that's listening. F your gift. I'm not heavy. I'm your brother. That's a good song from back in the day. You're going to laugh at me when I say this real quick. The Osmond Brothers did that song. Oh, my God. All of them, when they were young, they sound so good. That song. He's not heavy. He's my brother. You gotta listen to that from the Osmond Brothers. I think it's like 67, maybe 70s. Listen to it. It sounds really good. But on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say thank you for listening. I love you guys all. Be good and be well. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. And we will be back here next week, bigger, better, and stronger. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to end it. The theme from Shaft. God rest your soul. Richard Roundtree and the Black Moses. Isaac Hayes. The theme from Shaft. Take care, everybody. If you know this song, give me a thumbs up.
Won't cop out when that's what you're all about. Shaft. Right on. You see, this cat Shaft is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
What I'm talking about, Shaft?
He can do it.
He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman.
John Shaft.